I'm 60 years old, and I recently attended a Rachel's Vineyard retreat. Just a little background on me. When I was younger, I was responsible for 4 abortions with 4 different women, and every one of those relationships ended right after the abortion. Over the years, I've been in touch with only one of these women, but because of social media and old mutual friends, I've learned that all of them are not doing all that well. One of them is a breast cancer survivor, and at one point she was suicidal. One of them went from being an elite college athlete to now she's unrecognizable because she's struggling with obesity. The other two are reclusive and have a history of failed, broken marriages, and both are single now, single moms, and they're by themselves. Everything I've learned about myself and how my aborted children have affected my life, I'm convinced that I am in some way responsible for the damaged lives of these 4 women. As men, we were born to be protectors, and women were born to be caring and nurturing. And that's how our Creator designed us. It's in our DNA. And so when we do the opposite of how we're created, it's no wonder so many people are messed up. Suicide becoming the number one cause of death among men under 60, and 1 in 4 women in this country are now on some kind of medication for depression. And I think it takes the right type of therapy, post-abortion therapy or a Rachel's Vineyard retreat, to understand just how much of our pain is just a natural extension of aborting our children. I think one day everyone's going to realize this, because we just can't go around killing our own children without there being some type of a mental or physical consequence. I've got a lifetime of addiction issues and violent crime arrests. I'm a convicted felon, but because of all the healing God has done in my life, there's no doubt in my mind so much of my bad behavior was fueled by shame and self-hate and the need to self-medicate, all because at one time I cared nothing about these young women or the child they carried inside of them. So I can't recommend highly enough to people who've been affected or who've been involved with abortion to go seek out a Rachel's Vineyard retreat.